like to introduce you to Gilles Van Mol from Twipe. And Twipe builds solutions for content providers, such as, for example, newspapers. Welcome, Gilles. So Gilles is the project lead at Twipe. I give you the word to you.
Thanks for having me, first of all.
Yeah, okay. So you've built, and let me switch now to the demo. So Twipe has built the application, the app, the Windows 8 app for the standard. Also, we've heard it here, close deadlines for building the application. Can you give us some information on how fast you had to develop this?
Well, I think Catherine, who's there, first came to us in maybe April or May and said to us, you guys should make apps for Windows 8. And we said, whoa, that's something new. There was a little hesitation at our side. And let's say she gave us a little push and convinced us in starting to create these apps. So we started first with the standard. We checked out with our publisher, which is Corelio, and we started designing the wireframes, the designs, and that took about 3 to 4 weeks. Then we went on to create the first prototype, and as others said here, we also work in an agile method. We iteratively added functionality and came up with the first prototype. I think that was in July or maybe August. And from then on, it went fast. We added 5 parallel tracks for the leafblads, NRC, NRC Next, Humo, and Onifra. And we co-developed those 6 tracks in parallel. So from August to early October, we had 6 apps ready, really release ready, and submitted them into the store. So we were very proud that we could do it, also because we're building a platform and we proved that we could make 6 apps in, let's say, 4 months lapse time. So that's,
okay, that's quite impressive, building that many apps in such a short time frame. Could you kind of share, for the more technical people here, some insights on the architecture? What are the different technical components that you're using?
Oh. At Twipe, our apps are really 50% front-end and 50% back-end. So you see here the front-end, and we chose to use HTML, JavaScript, VDS technology for the presentation layer, because we had knowledge over that. The other side of the front-end is really the business logic. Our apps are more than presentation, it's really authenticating, user management, downloading, all that. So those are implemented in .NET, in C# and in RT components. And those components have a backend counterpart that handles the business logic. And there we're on the Azure platform, because for us, scale, reliability are huge factors. So we use the cloud services of Azure to deal with this. Behind our backend, of course, we have an SQL database, and we of course have our packages, the newspapers that are downloaded, which are first hosted on Amazon, because we moved to Amazon first, but now we're working on an Azure fallback CDN. So we have 2 CDNs that can use together.
Okay, that's great. Other question I have, so Twipe builds solutions for multiple platforms, so you're integrating a common backend across mobile devices. Maybe just a show of hands. I think it's the first poll, Luke, that we're having here. Any people in the room that have an iPad? Don't be shy. Ooh, I divert my eyes. So you already have the app also for iPad. How easy was it? Were you able to reuse code from the iPad version, or was it a complete rewrite?
Well, one of our flagship components is our web reader. First off, we started on iPad back in 2010, and we continued in 2011. We built a native reader. And then Android came, and we said, no, we're not going to do that again, build another native reader. We're going to build a web reader. So that came in handy when we moved to Windows 8. Just show you this web reader. This web reader, which is really our flagship, is a fully responsive reader. We which adapts to all screens and can be run on multiple browsers, including Internet Explorer 10. So for us, it was really handy that we could move this component, which amounts to over 50% of our development. We could just take it and plug it in into the app.
Okay.
Of course, there were small things like, okay, it's got to work on Internet Explorer 10, and everybody here knows that every browser has its own HTML5 implementation. So it took a little effort, but okay, it was pretty much plug and play.
Okay, so from the client side, you could leverage a lot of existing code with some minor tweaks to make it specific to Windows 8.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So now from the backend side, so there, how do you actually come to using Azure? What was important for you to leverage the cloud for your application?
I think there are a couple of points. First of all, you have to understand our business. Today we serve over 1 million publications, that is newspaper downloads a month, and that's really going upward very fast. So, and we have people everywhere, not only Belgium, Benelux, but all over the world that have to download 24/7. So reliability and scalability are really key to us. So that's one reason. Today we have peaks on a Saturday morning of 2 terabytes to push out in 15 minutes. You can imagine how many web service calls are needed to push that data as well. So we have huge peaks. It's a morning peak, we have an evening peak. So that was one of the reasons we needed to be able to provide that scale, not only locally. Today we're most of all serving the Benelux, but we're looking at an international strategy. If you want to go to the US or Asia, we want to provide that scalability there as well. So and Azure provides us that in an easy way that we can set up server instances there and have them autonomously scale as needed. So that's important for us. And the last thing, of course, we have our whole backend is in C# and WCF services. Very easy to move that into the Azure cloud.
That really is a natural fit for Windows Azure. Okay, that's great. So all in all, very positive feedback on Azure and your experiences with Windows 8. Anything you want to add to that? Positive experiences that you had?
I think there's one main thing, and that's our backend guy, which is very happy we moved to Azure because he had a real hassle with deploying in our old data center. Everybody knows it's difficult to deploy and all the things that come with it. And now he has all the tools in a front end, and he can, with just one button, put codes from a staging environment to a production and call it back if needed. So he's a really happy man, right?
Okay. Okay, Jules, thanks a lot for sharing your experiences, and good luck.